The Gemara tells us in Megillah, the Gemara asks, why don't we say Hallel on Purim? Generally on a Yontif we say Hallel. We say Hallel on Chanukah, and Chanukah and Purim are like brother and sister, they're related, they usually have similar halachas, so why is it that by Chanukah, in fact, the Rambam brings down the laws of Hallel in Hilchos Chanukah, the Hallel of Ahodah, yet by Purim we don't find a chi of Hallel. So Gemara gives three answers. The first answer Gemara gives is a geographical answer. We don't say Hallel on a nes that happens in Chutz La'aretz, since Chanukah happened in Eretz Yisrael, but Purim happened in Persia, not Eretz Yisrael, so therefore we don't say Hallel, we only say Hallel on a nes that happened in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara asks, like, what are you talking about? Is that true? Last I checked, Yitzias Mitzrayim didn't happen in Mitzrayim, and the Exodus from Egypt happened in Mitzrayim, and yet we say Hallel on Pesach. So how do you explain that? So the Gemara answers, you're right. The good old grandfather clause. It's only once we entered Eretz Yisrael by Yoshua, then that became a prerequisite. But before that, there was no need to. So that's why we don't say how on a nation happened in Chutz La'aretz. Rav Nachman says Kriyasa Zu Halela, that we do it. The Kriyasa Megillah is the Hallel. And therefore, it's a different type of Hallel. Normally, we say Hallel, Hallel Gadol. Now we do Kriyasa Megillah. And the third answer the Gemara gives Rav Amar, that we only say Hallel or in the state of Avdei Hashem, and not Avdei Paro. So we didn't, in Mitzrayim, we went from Avdei Paro to Avdei Hashem. So you have to be in a state of Avdei Hashem. And since Akate Avdei Achashverosh Anan, so therefore we're still under the domain of Achashverosh, hence we can't say Hallel. So the three answers the Gemara gives, it's a miracle that didn't happen in Eretz Yisrael, it happened in Chutz La'aretz. We do say Hallel, but it's Kriyas HaMegillah, and it's not a day that warrants Hallel. So one in three is basically saying it's not a day that warrants Hallel because it wasn't a miracle that happened in Israel, and or you weren't in a state of Avdei Hashem. According to Rav Nachman, it is a day that warrants Hallel, and we are saying Hallel, but it's a different type of Hallel. So in fact, there's an interesting Ksav Sofer that points out that the Gemara gives a reason why don't we know the reason not to read the Megillah on Shabbos is Gzeira D'Rabba. And that applies to Dalet Minim, that applies to Shofar, that applies to Megillah. So the Gemara there, quotes from Rav Yosef, gives another reason that the Aniyim, the poor people, are waiting for Matanos Lev Yonim all year round. So if you read Megillah on Shabbos, you know, so therefore we push it off. So the way the Ksav Sofer learns the Pshat is, if Megillah would fall on Shabbos, then what would happen working with the Meiri writes, and what happens if you're in a place where there is no Megillah? So Meiri writes, so then you do say Hallel. So based on this Meiri, well, not based on it, but working with the same premise as the Meiri, that's how the Ksav Sofer learns the Mahalik. Really, when Purim falls on Shabbos, what would happen? You wouldn't read the Megillah, but you would say Hallel. That means if you said Hallel, then this year you're not going to read the Megillah, and therefore there'll be no Matanos Lev Yonim. So that's what he's coming to add, Rav Yosef, because Ain't Nanayim Shal Aniyim. But either way, so getting back, so the Meiri Shita is that if there is no Kriyas HaMegillah, you say Hallel. So we don't paskin that way. Either we could say we don't paskin like Rav Nachman, or we could say we pass on like Rav Nachman, but we still, that Kriyas Zu Halela, but we disagree with the Meiri's, but the Meiri seems very cogent and logical. What's the Svara to say that you wouldn't say Hallel if there's no Megillah? So they say over in the name of Rav Huttner, a famous in the Pachad Yitzchak, I think, Inyan Lamed Gimel, on his Purim shtickles. So he points out that, because what's the pshat? There's two types of, I'm not saying it in his words, but his yisod is that there are two types of hallels. There's a hallel, normally when we say hallel on Yontif, hallel b'shas neitz, that's a hallel on the nisim neflos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. And then we have another, Purim is the only book, one of the only books in Tanakh that doesn't have the Shem Hashem. Everything is nister. Everything's happening behind the scenes. So the Avodah on Purim isn't Derech Neis. The Avodah on Purim is Neis Nister. Estim in HaTorah Binayim. Anochi Hastir Astir. So therefore, the Hallel we have to do hidden. So that's why we read Kriyas HaMegillah. Chazal instituted Kriyas HaMegillah, which is a hidden Hallel. We don't mention God directly. We sneak him in behind the scenes. And therefore, that's the hallel for Purim. So therefore, even if there's no Kriyas HaMegillah, we can't say our standard hallel, because that's a different avodah. That's for a day of Nisim Neflos, and therefore that's why that's the pshat the Rav Huttner says, according to us, who don't say hallel even if there's no Megillah, because Megillah is Persume Nisa. The Megillah is a different avodah. There's no God's mention. It's Derech Neis. It's hidden, and therefore that's the avodah in Purim. So therefore, it doesn't make sense to say a Hallel Hadeis, a Hallel Amitri. But that talks about the open miracles, and which did not happen on Purim.